Choice Tunes every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 2 p.m. with Alan Collier introducing a special guest each show where they reveal their selection of favourite tracks. Tune in to discover what music influenced their lives. Only on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
I like the sound of that.
Welcome to Choice Tunes on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. Today with me, I have in front of me a guy named Robert Arthur. And you're going to say to me, so big deal, who's Robert Arthur? And I'm going to say to you, he's Dr. Rock, and he's part of the Yarra Valley team. Welcome, Doctor.
Thank you very much, Alan. Thank you, listener.
Thanks for coming along. Now, we know that you're a big part of the scene here. You're secretary of the Committee of Management. You also do a couple of shows on Tuesdays, I think 9 to 11, both AM and PM.
Yeah, 9 to 12, in fact.
Oh, 9 to 12, yeah. Which is terrific. Doctor or Robert, let's talk, just we want to know a little bit about yourself before we get started. Were you born and brought up in Melbourne, or where do you hail from?
No, I was born in the middle of the last century in The Hague, the Netherlands.
Were you?
Mm-hmm.
And at what age did you come out to Australia?
I came out on my 7th birthday. I was spent in the Suez Canal.
Yeah.
Not in the Suez Canal. Celebrated my Suez Canal as the family migrated to Australia.
So which part of Melbourne did you come to?
We didn't. We actually came to Brisbane. We had some contacts in Brisbane. We were destined for Adelaide, went to Brisbane and settled there in some country towns. Went to a little place called Pozieres, which is right out in the back blocks, apple orchard near Stanthorpe.
Yep.
And eventually made our way to Bundaberg in Queensland, spent some time there, and then to Sydney, where I had my high school years, and found myself in Melbourne when I left high school. My first job was in Melbourne. My second job was in Melbourne. Yep. Been here ever since.
Fantastic. All right, so we don't talk about school on this show because we know everybody went to school at some stage of their lives. So when you left school, Robert, what was your first job?
Well, my first job, I wanted to be a radio announcer. Would you believe that?
Join the clan.
And my first job was at Chandler's Appliance Store. It was in Brisbane. And strange enough, there's a radio station, 4BH, upstairs. Went up there to look for a job, and of course, at age of 17, you know, there's no chance of. I was a bit naive, and was happy to go into advertising or radio announcing, which I never did.
So, what was your first job?
My first job was in Chandler's Appliance Stores, and I was there cleaning the fridges and the television sets and moving loading trucks.
And how long were you there for?
Just a year and a half before we moved to Melbourne.
And then what did you do?
I then went into a clerical sales clerk job, working in the canned fruit industry for some years, and then ended up in Federal Hotels, the hotel casino chain, where I started my accounting studies at night. And became a qualified accountant, and then eventually moved over to the Australian Tourist Commission some years later, and found myself posted to Germany after a few years. The whole family went across.
How long were you in Germany?
Just a year and a half, meant to be 4 years, but so my wife and three kids at the time all settled over there, and found myself back here in Melbourne some years later, year and a half later, and then I went into the publishing industry in library supply, supplying libraries with books and e-books and that sort of thing. And did that for 25, 30 years. Worked for a couple of library supply companies before retiring from that just a year and a half ago.
All right, so I've got to ask you the obvious question. Well, you've half answered it, that you always had interest in radio. So what made you get involved with community radio? And secondly, what made you pick Yarra Valley FM?
Well, you'll notice that you will note all the songs that we played as we explained them are all based around radio. So my radio has been present in my life the whole time. So I've always wanted to be a radio announcer or be involved with radio, just an avid listener. I listen to every station simultaneously always.
Yep.
And like sheep huddled on the dial, someone first once described it to me. And but it wasn't until I retired. I don't really have any hobbies. I'm a bit of a workaholic, you know, didn't have a lot of... I'm not a sportsman, as you can probably gather. And my wife said to me, why don't you go and follow that radio thing that you wanted to do? I won't blame her, but anyway, so... it wasn't long before I turned up here, and I've been on the air ever since.
Terrific. And
which is only a year and a half ago, by the way.
And part of the committee of management as well.
Yeah, I couldn't help myself there.
Well, I always reckon that the out of the committee management, the one that does the most work is the secretary.
Yeah, well, that's not true. My colleagues will say that's not true. The technical people, I think, probably get the hardest job here.
Probably
and
too.
The sponsorships, you know.
Yep. All right, Robert, now we're going to take a stroll through time, and you're going to tell us what song, what this first song is, and what it means to you, why it's on your list.
Yeah, I remember this song. It's an instrumental by the String-Alongs called Wheels, and I remember this very clearly when I was 10 years old and living in this pineapple farm in Bundaberg, and we had a little valve radio. I remember clearly my mother putting the radio on, and this Wheels would play constantly seemed to be on the radio. I love it. It's actually called, it has another name, it doesn't really matter, but it's a very catchy instrumental, the String-Alongs and Wheels.
Let's play it. And, of course, we've got Dr. Rock in the studio at the moment, and we're taking a wander through his life and certainly musical, what some of these songs have meant to him. Robert, we'd like to try and find out a little bit about the person that comes in, obviously. What would be the best decision you've ever made, apart from having a family? We all say our best decision is family. What would your best decision be?
Oh, look, that's an easy answer. Become a Christian. I became a Christian later in life after I met my wife some years later, and to give my life to Jesus Christ was the most important, without question, decision I ever made.
That's good. All right, so let's we're going to keep moving on. What's your next song and the reason behind it, plus?
Yeah, the next one is when I was in high school. I'm not talking about school, but I used to nick off from sport. Never went to sport on every Wednesday afternoon. Went into the city by train and found myself on a tour of 2UW. Again, the radio stations come through all the time. And I remember clearly it was an organised tour of 2UW. I was amazed by the turntables and the cartridges and the records there. And playing on the little might have been a cassette, with cartridge player it was. In the foyer was a Beatles song called Good Day Sunshine. And it was the album Revolver, which hadn't been released, wasn't released in Australia for six, 7 or 8 weeks prior to that. It was just such a catchy thing. I heard it and I thought, this is very interesting. And that started my interest in the Beatles.
All right, well, let's listen to it. So we've got the Beatles with Good Day Sunshine.
Need to laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day. Good day sunshine, good day sunshine, good day sunshine. We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground. Good day sunshine, good day sunshine, good day sunshine. Then we lie beneath a shady tree. I love her and she's loving me. She feels good, she knows she's looking fine. I'm so proud to know that she is mine. Good day sunshine, good day sunshine, good day sunshine, good day sunshine, sunshine.
Another great Beatles song, Robert. All right, so we're still moving our way down your life as we're going on. So what's your next song and what does that mean to you, please, Robert?
Yeah, we'll stick with the Beatles. That was in Sydney, but I went up in Brisbane after that again. We moved up to Brisbane and that was when I started my work there. It was an electrical retailer, as I mentioned, that there was a record bar there, and I was very interested in records, of course. Why wouldn't I be? The radio station upstairs. And I started to import records directly from the UK, realising that would be out more quickly.
And just for yourself, you mean, or for the business?
Certainly not for the business, but for friends. And I used to scour the catalogues, the mail little catalogues that come from the UK,
yep,
and identify some sampler records, ones that were cheap, basically, yep, at £1.99. And then I'd order 2, 4, 5 of them,
yep,
get them shipped out, and I actually sold them to record stores, do you believe?
Gee, that's all right.
And one of these was, one that arrived out of the blue almost, was a thing called No One's Going to Change Our World. It was a charity album, so it was cheap, for the World Wildlife Fund,
right,
and it had a Beatles song on it, which had been the Beatles at the height of their popularity. This is post Sgt. Pepper,
yep,
and this song had never been released. It was recorded and released, given to the World Wildlife Fund for this particular album. So I had the record, the LP, for about a year and a bit before it was finally reinterpreted and fiddled around with and released on their last album, Let It Be. And the song is called Across the Universe.
Possessing and caressing me. million eyes, they call me on and on across the universe. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe.
Welcome back to Choice Tunes on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 24 minutes past two and we're still sucking 18. I don't think it's going to get any hotter than 18, but anyway, that was what we were promised. And I have with me Robert Arthur, and you know him as Dr. Rock, and he's on the air with us on a Tuesday twice, and he also does fill-in shows, and I know that he's going to do the Oz Indy Show. When he throws me out of here at 3 o'clock, he'll take over the Oz Indy Show through till five. So it's great to have you. Robert, you've got another song coming up.
Yeah, this one, that Beatles song, by the way, I'm an avid Beatle collector, and I've got thousands, you know, they only recorded a couple hundred songs, but I've got millions of them. Every particular version, that was just their standout one. The next song is... It goes back to 1972, 27th of May, 1972, which you can say.
So there must be a reason for that.
Yeah, and that's the day I met my wife. We were at the Powerhouse in Albert Park, asked this young lady to dance, and the Alan Eaton Big Band was playing this song, Glenn Miller song, In the Mood, and just as we got up to dance, the song finished, and that's been the story of my life.
But you still must have impressed the young lady.
Yeah, I think so. You know, She warmed to me.
So how long have you been married?
What's the time now?
You don't want to remember how long?
No, it's 48 years, 47 years, I think.
Is it?
We've married, yeah.
All right, let's listen to Glenn Miller.
In the Mood, in Glenn the Miller.
Musical journey with Eddie for Rockabilly Mayhem. Revisit those classic tunes from the pioneers of the rocking 50s. Don't forget, Just Rocking and Rolling every Wednesday night from 7 till 9. Just Rocking and Rolling. Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
And I just must make a mention that a lot of you know that Rob Jordan, who was just doing that promo, had a stroke a few months ago, but I did hear from him the other night. He is starting to come along. He's starting to walk by himself, so that's really terrific.
That's great.
So I'm not sure we're going to see him back here for a little while, but anyway. All right, so we've just talked about one of the big times of your life was on the 27th of May back in 1972 when you met your... What's her first name anyway?
Elaine.
I hope you're listening, Elaine. So obviously he remembers that song. Next one, please, Robert.
Yeah, I found myself... we were posted to Germany with the Australian Tourist Commission. Before that, I was on a study course. Well, I was there. We were there for a year and a half or so, a year, 2 years. Found myself at one stage when my... You remember this, Cleve, when my daughter was born, I nicked off to Hawaii.
That's not good.
Which was, I wasn't popular.
I bet.
To do a management development course with the ATC. I was sitting in the hotel room there with people from all over the world for about, might have been 5 weeks or 3 weeks, a fairly lengthy period of time, with no music, no radio station I could tolerate, which is unusual for me.
Yep.
And so I went down to the university bookshop and I bought a cassette there. Remember those old cassette tapes?
Yep.
And there was Phoebe Snow. I'd never heard of Phoebe Snow. It must have been cheap. And I played this Phoebe Snow cassette till I wore it out, and in particular loved the Paul McCartney song Every Night.
All right, let's listen to it. But I'll throw a question at you. We're trying to find out a bit about your past. What was your first car?
First car was a little blue Toyota Corolla.
Was it?
I think it was a manual.
What year?
1975, I think it was. And it was a new car. Yes, the first car I ever owned was new, brand new.
Gee, that's great.
Financed by the bank, but anyway.
Doesn't matter who financed. A lot of us had to wait some time before we got the our first year
car. Yeah, just fantastic. First trip was over the Westgate Bridge, I think, and as far as we go, I think we went to Warrnambool the first day I've got it.
Gee, that'd be great.
Just to run it
in. Good way to run it in, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Robert, what are we going to play now?
Well, around about that time, a bit earlier than the getting the car. No, it was after that, of course. We'd come back from Germany and working in Melbourne and had the really sad experience of watching my brother-in-law, a very musical and fun guy, same age as me, slip away with a terminal illness.
Oh, bad luck.
Yep. And the last time we communicated was during the playing of this next song. George Harrison's song, he could barely speak, but
oh, that's bad luck.
He signalled very clearly to me, he thought this song was written for me. It's George Harrison, and it's called Devil's Radio.
Welcome back to Choice Tunes on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 22 minutes to 3 and 18 degrees. And I should mention, coming up at 3 o'clock is the Oz Indie Show, as it always does, but you'll have a guest presenter today. Dr. Rock's decided while he's here, he might as well do the show, so it'll be great to listen to him.
Give Greg a day off.
Yep, and I must say hello to Matt. Matt Shaw has just texted me. He's enjoying the show, so great to hear from you, Matt. Anyway, we're all talking to Dr. Rock now, and we're working our way through the songs that have some significance in his life. So what's the next one, Robert?
I think I mentioned, Alan, that I'm a bit of a workaholic.
Yep.
Been pretty busy, and over the years I've travelled frequently to Europe with work. Every job I've had seemed to have gone back to Europe, back to see family, etc. I think I went to been to Europe 20 times or something. So, so I never really had much time for seeing live artists. People, you know, listen to music,
yep,
and don't really follow the artists or follow the music. The first time that I can recall a significant artist was just a few years ago. It was five, I don't know how long ago it was. Leonard Cohen at the Tennis Centre in Melbourne. His last or second last appearance before he passed away. And it was just a stunning performer with a real stage presence, and his song was The Tower of Song.
All right, we'll listen to that in half a tick. When you say that you've been overseas about 20 times, all to the one place, or do you have family over there?
We have family in Holland. We have, you know, connections in Germany. I used to live there, of course.
Yep.
But my work took me to the Frankfurt Book Fair almost annually.
Yep.
And whatever I've done, seems to be always on a plane to Europe with holidays combined. My wife and I have done that. So,
Sounds great.
Which is great, because then it'd be pretty frustrating to retire now and find you can't travel during this COVID times.
But I must say, though, that out of all the job you've had, I'll bet retirement's the best. The money's lousy, but...
Yeah, the money, the tax rate is fantastic.
and the hours are good.
The hours are fantastic. And I'm just loving this job here. I call it a job. And so the Leonard Cohen song, Tower of Song, it's a long one. So listen to it. Listen right to the end, my dear listener, because it's worth it.
I don't want anyone to get alarmed. I know you've probably never seen one of these before. It goes by itself. Friends are gone, and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play, and I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming on. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. Said to Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered me yet, but I hear him coughing all night long. Yeah, 100 floors above me in the Tower of Song.
Tower of Song.
back to bed and sang me through the morning. Because I'm so grateful to you, because tonight it's become clear to me. Tonight the great mysteries have unraveled, and I've penetrated to the very core of things, and I have stumbled on the answer. And I'm not the sort of chap that would keep this to himself. Do you want to hear the answer? Are you truly hungry for the answer? Then you're just the people I want to tell it to. Because it's a rare thing to come upon this. I'm going to let you in on it now. The answer to the mysteries.
Rock to reggae, blues to bebop, gospel to global, ska to swing, cool jazz to country rock. It's all here on Room to Move, your Tuesday night companion on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. It's Room to Move with Dr. Robert every Tuesday night from 9 p.m.
And just a quick mention that Dr. Robert or Dr. Rock will be on at 3 o'clock with Oz Indy. Robert, your next song, please.
Yeah, the next song has nothing to do with radio, as all the others do. It's a song, very simple. My son and my daughter-in-law now chose this for their wedding song. It's perfect, the perfect song, Ed Sheeran, and perfect.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in, follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what.
Son and daughter-in-law certainly picked a great song, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And, you know, one of the things I like doing here at this radio station is splicing together songs. Regular listeners would know I'd do that. And I've picked a couple of songs today which I've put together. 2013 song Robbie Williams called Go Gentle, and a 2005 song called St. Petersburg by Supergrass. Sound very similar, but when you put them together, it's magic. 2 minutes 45 is the splice, and another 2 minutes 45 later is another splice. See if you can pick it.
You're gonna meet some strangers. Welcome to the zoo. Bits of disappointments, except for one or two. Some of them are angry, some of them are mean, most of them are
unfortunately, our time is fast coming to an end. Robert has been fantastic, or Dr. Rock has been fantastic having you in, and we've wandered our way through your life. We've heard a bit about your life and your music life. So thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you, Alan. Great opportunity to get on this side of the desk, and I appreciate it.
And tell us what your last song is, and we'll fade out.
You'd expect me to tell me to mention what I like to hear at my funeral. You know, isn't that... Greg had a great choice last week.
You don't want that yet.
This is a Beatles song, and my wife should turn off at this point. It's Sean Connery, In My Life.
There are places I'll remember all my life. Though some have changed. Some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some remain. All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall. Some are dead, and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all. Friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before. I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I'll love you more. In my life,